Brooks.
This is Jason Buddies Pod.
Hey, John.
Hey, I'm John. That's Brooks.
And, hey, my eldest brother.
Eldest.
Is here today.
Wow. Eldest.
A good catch.
Oof.
It took me years to get my brother.
Yeah.
People call him Arthur. I call him Art. Whatever.
A lot of variations.
On the Sabbath.
Yeah. I don't roll on the Sabbath.
And I had to get him fired from his old job.
Oh, wow.
True.
Yep.
So he would have to get a job closer to
Correct.
Our house.
Is that right?
His house.
Yep.
On, he's just now hearing about it now.
Well, I suspect it, right? I suspect it.
When they gave you two paychecks on Friday.
And I was like, hey, there's going to be a time, John, where I'm going to need you on Monday, because I know he works Monday nights. And
totally.
When I'm on vacation, it's going to be a whole setup thing to get him down here in the basement.
And it worked.
We did it.
Yeah. I had a suspicion when they said this guy named Robert. I was like, man, that's not sneaky enough, Brooks.
You don't know that name.
Yeah.
You also go by your middle name, Arthur?
I do not, because my middle name is Michelle. My mom had 36 hours of labor and tried to spell Michael, but misspelled it.
So no shit. Wow.
It's French. It's Michael, is what I told people when I was younger.
Michael.
Michael.
For years, I thought my middle name was misspelled. It's Randall.
Yeah.
I'm named after my uncle. And
the one that got kicked by the horse?
No, that was like an old ancestor.
Oh, yeah.
He got kicked by a mining mule in the mines.
That's normal, right?
Well, it was like 1880 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it seems normal.
No, but I have it with two L's, and I thought his name was with one L, and my mom's like, yeah, I screwed up. And then later she's like, oh, no, actually, it's right. They don't know how to read and write down in Roseburg.
I tried to tell my mom that she misspelled it, and she just yelled at me and said, 36 hours of labor, and you're 11 pounds, 9 ounces. You're lucky I spelled anything.
Are you serious? That's how big you were?
I was a big kid, yeah.
You were first baby, too?
Yep.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's not bad. As a Thanksgiving dinner is what, when you're getting compared to that, it's always a bad sign, yeah.
Wow. What how big were you, Brooks? Do you know?
I don't know. My head was much big, as you can tell.
Totally.
Well, we all know.
Yeah.
My head is much larger. I think your shoulders kind of
maybe
reamed out the spot for me, and then I still couldn't even fit.
Right. Mm. C-section. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Were you C-section, Brooks? Mm-hmm. That explains so much.
It does, actually.
Head too big for a human.
Yeah. She's like, I've had three other
It's like bulldog
children.
Puppies.
I've had three other children, and your head's too big. Yeah,
this one ain't coming out.
I mean, I think Simon took all of about 6 minutes because, like, you know, he was like a little 7-pounder.
Ooh, what a shrimp!
Arms first.
Yeah,
diving through.
She didn't even know she was in labor until he was almost out.
One of those ghost pregnancies.
I thought I was just
in
going
the
to
toilet
the bathroom.
At
this
McDonald's.
Baby came out.
I sneezed, and a head came out of my vagina.
Well, that's normal.
Yep.
Every day.
John.
Yes.
I haven't seen you for almost a month now.
I know. We banked a couple episodes, and then my lovely wife came over last weekend.
And the thing is,
with her crew,
when we go that far back and we're spreading them out, like, I was doing really good a month ago with not eating sugar.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I fell off the sugar wagon.
Yeah.
No. The ground sugar.
The wagon is
no sugar. Right?
And you
fell off
yep.
the wagon onto a pile of sugar.
Yep.
Right.
And then I started eating all that sugar.
Yep. Willy Wonka style.
Yeah. I was the kid that turned into a pumpkin or something, or a blueberry.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. All of them.
Chocolate dipped blueberry.
Would you fall in that? You would fall in that chocolate, that river,
just like,
right?
I'm just going to feed. No, I don't like getting my hands messy.
That's weird. Neither do I.
Yeah. He was just scooping it with his hand.
I'm going to get, there's all this chocolate around everywhere. I'm going to get it from this water.
Yeah, that was weird.
A pretty good accent of that little
chubby boy.
That's
correct.
That was not bad.
And then he fell in. Well, fuck him. Am I right?
Yep.
Said Willy Wonka. So, you know, it was May Day, one of the holiest of holy holidays.
What?
Okay.
for my mother-in-law, she's pagan, so she's like,
okay.
Well, what is May Day?
The fairy comes.
No, that's
in
bullshit.
The morning.
You fucking with us? What is this?
Yeah, this is. Are you on mushrooms right now?
this is how it's been. I don't know. It came. She came with my wife,
right?
Her mother-in-law,
sure.
Her stepmom.
Yep.
May 1st.
Okay.
The fairies come.
Okay.
The fairies.
Yeah. You've lost me, man.
The fairies come and they
leave. Arthur's shaking his head.
What do they grab, teeth?
And they leave you. Yeah. Well, it'll end up being teeth. They leave you.
They don't find teeth. They're taking some teeth.
These are the ones that weren't good enough to be tooth fairies. So they come and they bring you some candy, some, you know, some fairy stickers, some flowers.
Right.
And each of us got like a pound of candy.
What?
In a bag from this fair, from this fucking fairy. Wow. Can I believe this?
No, not at all.
Delivered to my house.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, out in the hot tub. Thinking,
candy.
Thinking. Just, yeah. Oh well, I mean, I can't just throw away this candy.
That'd be ridiculous.
So I'm just, you know, I'll just have a couple of these. It was a plastic cellophane bag with like M&Ms, gummy bears, all mixed in together. Jelly beans.
That's terrible.
Some big chocolate guys. Some you even had to unwrap. So I'm delicately picking in this. I ended up eating the entire pound of.
Wow.
Candy.
Yeah. And I woke up the next morning
hungover,
like a fucking hangover.
Yeah. No kidding.
Believe it.
Hey, have you ever sat in the hot tub and just let some hot dogs float around until they got cooked and ate them?
That's a good idea.
It's not bad. I've done it before.
Yeah.
You can put them in a Ziploc bag so they don't taste like chlorine.
Yeah, that's if you're a wimp.
Okay. Now John's on to something.
Sous vide hot dog.
Sous vide hot tub.
I come over for a barbecue. And Brooks is like, hold on. Lifts the lid off. Yeah. Just all these various meats floating around in there.
This is delicious cooked meat.
It was 104.
Do you have any haggis?
Yep. Oh, let me just get that in there. Just digging around.
Oh, this bag broke. Oh, no.
No, I got to drain the water. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you have a hot tub, Arthur?
Not anymore.
No?
No, my wife got mad that I was eating hot dogs out there.
That makes sense.
Yeah, she looked at me and said,
the neighbors are asking questions.
Totally. And I said, this was totally fine when we were dating, by the way.
Now you got a problem with it.
Yep.
Now, yeah, all of a sudden.
Mm.
Yep. But, you know, I grew up eating hot dogs just
cold
from the package. I mean, that's what my dad.
Well, I would cut them in half and make a sandwich with like white bread because you didn't have buns.
I guess technically.
I'd be like, this is like lunch meat.
I guess technically it is bologna, right? Just a thinner bologna?
Tube bologna?
Sure. It's everything that they wouldn't put in bologna, pretty much. And but you have to know our dad. Our dad was maybe in the top five worst cooks of all time.
Mm.
And just like the weirdest stuff.
He listens to the podcast. He understands.
Yeah. It was like burnt pancakes, cold hot dogs, and chicken hearts.
Oh.
I don't even know.
Chicken hearts aren't bad.
I don't know where you get chicken hearts.
You can get them at the deli at the grocery store.
Speaking of mouth feel.
They don't have a great mouth feel.
You know, they got a nice hurt.
You look at a chicken heart in a pan. It looks, when you're 5 years old, it looks like the head of a penis.
Yeah, that's true.
It turned one of our brothers vegan.
Yep.
That's fair. Yeah. What about gizzards? You get them gizzards in there?
No, not about that giz.
Oh, no. Not about that giz.
He would just eat it literally like internal parts.
Yeah, well, it's cheap.
And burnt pancakes.
Yeah.
And so I don't eat either of those things now.
I worked with a guy who had
only external parts.
Yeah.
Give me the outside of the animal.
Like
feathers, beaks.
Skin, maybe.
Oh, skin. Ooh. Chicharrones. I worked with a man who had lost his sense of smell. This was many pre-COVID years, many years ago. And therefore, his sense of taste. He had almost no sense of taste. And so he would eat the most vile things that were cheap at the grocery store, chicken hearts being one of them, gizzards and whatnot. He'd get like kippered treats in a can, like canned fish.
Wow.
He would eat that all the time. He's just like, oh, whatever.
Calories in.
I can't taste any.
Yeah.
And I hopped in his work truck once and he had a bunch of cans in the back, like behind the seat that were quite ripe. And he'd just been driving along like, smell like rotten ass fish.
That's funny. Did he, was he married?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, because I can only imagine he'd have to find somebody that he kisses and she's like, is that gizzards and fish?
I don't know how affectionate they
you
were.
Also you have to also find a person that can't smell, right? A human without, I'm trying to be sensitive about this.
Oh,
what's the pronoun is for that?
Non-smell.
But not smell
challenge.
Smell, you'd have to find yourself a smell No, that's challenged. Just put some.
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's too much.
Differently like, smelled.
Odoriferous.
Differently smelled.
Yeah.
Yeah, differently smelled. Yep, I like it.
And then they, you know, what else do they do?
He couldn't tell if his milk was sour.
Yeah.
He would have a smell if it was gas or diesel.
Cause no kidding.
He couldn't. He had no clue.
That is a strange thing to have happen.
He figured it was from, he used to box when he was in the military. And he thought it was from repeated nose injuries. He went to the doctor, and the doctor's like,
right.
It doesn't hurt you, so we don't care.
Yeah.
You're healthy otherwise, so have fun.
Which sense would you like to get rid of?
Yeah, smells fine. No big deal.
Oh, man. No, because you lose taste. First of all,
sight, hearing, smell, feeling.
Uh-huh.
And there's another one.
Right.
I've seen dead people.
Yeah, talking to ghosts.
That was the sixth one.
Yeah, that was seeing dead people.
No, that was the fifth one, I thought.
I don't remember, but yeah, I want to quit.
Touch? The sixth sense was he could smell.
That's true.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Well, I don't want to stop seeing dead people, so it's not that one. So yeah, I'd probably go with hearing.
Hearing. Oh.
Yeah, being deaf wouldn't be terrible. Yeah. I can't lose my sense of sight.
But right.
Like that's how I make money.
Sure.
I like to read, man.
I am capable of reading. Yep.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear than... No, but I'd like to see.
You can't drive if you can't see.
Correct.
You can still drive if you can't hear.
Yep. But if you lose your sense of smell, you lose taste, right?
Mm.
So now you're not going to be able to
always.
Like... Oh, really? I think those go together, don't they?
No, our friend Bobby,
yeah.
Teamsters Bobby, he has no sense of smell, but he can taste.
See, I'm going to say this about that. There's no real test for this, right? Like you're going to go, I can't smell. Right? Nobody knows if you're telling the truth or not.
That's true. You can lie.
Yeah.
He is a giant liar.
What if you put some, next time you see him, get some smelling salts.
Yeah.
Just casually stick them under his nose.
Yeah, yeah. See what happens.
If you're going to be crazy. Like, Oh, speaking of Bobby, this has been.
What? No. Do you got news?
I got news. This has been 5 months coming. I finally saw Jerry, the UPS driver, comes to my mom's house. I was talking to Bobby, who was the Teamsters shop steward for a long time.
He's now
something
the
different.
Teamsters. He's turning people. He's unionizing shops now.
I was chit-chatting with him, and I go, oh, you know, my mom's UPS driver guy is named Jerry. And just coincidentally, even though there's a million people who work at UPS, he's like, I used to be in a band with that guy.
No kidding.
Like 20 years ago for like 2 days, we were in a band.
Started a band? One practice, band broke up.
Yeah, band broke up.
Yeah. called
Hammerwhack. And so I've been sitting on this info forever, but Jerry just hasn't come out for a long time.
What's
And he finally dropped by, and right as he was leaving, I was like, hey, weren't you in that band Hammerwhack? And he goes, who the fuck told you that?
Yeah, yeah.
I go, Bobby. He's like, oh, man, that fucking blew my mind. It was pretty hilarious.
What kind of music is, what is the name?
Hammer Whack. I don't know. It was probably just like rock music or something.
They were like a death metal band.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I think it was three UPS drivers that really liked death metal, and they're like, we start death metal.
Yeah. I was so excited to finally blow his mind. He's like, whoa, I hadn't thought of that in so long.
Did you give him the envelope from your mom?
Yeah, and he got his Christmas present.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, my mom, you know, tips the UPS guy.
Like everybody should. You know?
Oh, really? And that's a thing?
As a UPS guy, I think it should be made.
Right. It's mandatory.
Well, I only do that on May Day.
Yeah.
The most important.
It's a ferry. Didn't make it to you. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I sent the ferry with a check your way.
Ferries don't understand human money, so they turned it into candy.
Yeah, dog shit that was left on your doorstep. That was it.
Have you ever told the story about when Simon or other brother found out that Santa Claus wasn't a thing?
Simon... No.
You probably don't remember this.
I don't remember it, but I know that Simon is still like
scarred by this.
Really?
You know, most kids hear that Santa is not real, but understand they're still going to get their presents.
Yeah. Children who are listening.
Yeah.
First off, turn it off.
I mean, well,
this is alleged, by the way. allegedly.
I'm sorry I said that. Cut that out. Cut that.
Cut that.
Yeah. So it's kind of a funny story because like he's like 7 or 8. Figures out this thing, right?
Right.
And then is so upset that goes to his room for 2 days and was just crying, would not come out. Finally, day three, he comes out, walks down, and he goes, Easter Bunny? And we're like,
oh, no.
And he's like, swears, and then goes back to his room. Like it was like the worst thing ever.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Sorry, what? Dude. Hey, sorry, dude.
That one up too.
There was a Jewish guy named Jesus. He was a carpenter, but yeah.
Dang. And he's never been the same?
It deeply affected him.
Yeah,
I mean, it was, he got, I think he was on drugs for a long time after that. Through seven, eight, nine years 12, old.
Started hitting the bottle.
Yeah.
Hard.
Took a long time to recover.
Peppermint schnapps. It was around, you know, it started around Christmas time.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Got his hands on some eggnog.
Oh, man.
A little PTSD, we think. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Simon hasn't been on the podcast for a long time.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. He was just on like 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
For your birthday.
For my birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, when's your birthday?
March.
Oh, that's good.
3rd.
I'll have to remember that next year.
It's hard to remember.
You came to my birthday, right? Did I see you?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's when I ran into.
Oh, that's right.
But I was surprised it was your birthday. I just was coming to see you.
To be
hanging.
You know what happens next year, Arthur? It's,
is it 40?
40. 40 next year. What's it like?
I don't remember. It's been a long time. 40's good. Yeah, 40's good.
They've all been pretty good so far.
Yeah. 40's the new, like, 20.
Mm-hmm. That's what older people are saying.
Right.
Yeah, except your back hurts and your knees hurt.
Yeah, a lot.
And you can't. I'm starting, Arthur, I'm at the point now where reading glasses provide a service to me.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, because I'm living at my mom's, I'll be like, hold on, let me borrow those reading glasses.
Oh, totally.
Like, oh, hey, that helps a lot.
Yeah, it goes fast.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it.
No, it's like an avalanche of badness. You can't see anything.
Well, I wear contact lenses now, so I'm excited to have two forms of corrective lenses that I have to tote around.
I just carry a monocle with me.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring that and a turtleneck back.
Is turtleneck out?
It's been out for a couple of years since Steve Jobs died.
Right, right.
That's true.
Everybody
took that. He's buried in that turtleneck.
Everybody took off their turtlenecks and hung them up.
Damn.
In solidarity.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to take one of these Gen Alpha kids to put on a turtleneck and like do a cool TikTok dance.
You know what?
And then they'll turn it around and make it
cool again.
Yep. I'm trying to bring it back single-handedly, but I started in the summer, which was a bad idea.
Yeah.
It was
planning.
It was a little hot, and so I gave up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I give it another
one. Well, and you have a lovely neck. Why hide it?
Yes. That's, always.
We've all said that.
Thank you. Thank you. That's my favorite feature of my entire body is my neck.
My neck.
So many hickeys.
Oh, over the years. Okay. Yeah.
Are kids still doing hickeys? Is that still a thing?
I don't think so.
No.
My wife's still concerned. Hold on. I have to go to school tomorrow. You know, stuff
Don't give me any hickeys. You know,
hey, calm down.
She won't give you any. She don't get a free hickey when you get married?
Nope, there's not a get out of hickey free card I get handed.
Should have read the fine print.
Dang.
Do you want to talk about these chicharrones that are over here?
Okay, John.
So there's a bag
I know we mentioned
baconettes.
Yep.
These are queso flavored.
12 years ago, I was hanging out at your house.
Okay.
And you were eating some of those pork rinds?
Yep.
Roins?
No, they're called rinds. I call them pork roins because it's funny.
Yeah. I always called them pork roins. And you said, they're great.
They are good.
And then I bought some and I didn't really like them.
Okay.
And then you told me they're great because, you know, it's just the skin. They're healthy.
I was doing low carb stuff.
There's
like no carbs in skin.
Two, 3 months ago, it was one of those times I'm shopping with Jamie being like, I'm going to be a little healthier.
Totally.
You know, no Doritos.
Yeah.
Going pork roins.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you sure? You don't like these. Last time you got them. And then
even healthier, right?
Because I'm not going to eat them.
Yeah, because you don't like them.
That is a pretty fair assessment.
Just only stuff I don't like in the house.
Right.
I buy that.
And I just don't eat any of them.
Yeah.
Smart. Stick around.
Well, first of all, you got the knockoff brand of chicharrones. I mean, they're not even pork rinds. They're like a sub pork rind.
Is there? That's from Winco.
This is the standard brand that I know of, but I've never had the queso.
Fancier
flavor.
Brand?
There is fancier.
Oh, totally.
For sure.
Yeah. No,
are they called piglet skins?
No, it's a little more grand than that.
Can I open these? Is that why they're here?
No. They're for you to take home.
Oh.
So if he can take them home, why can't he eat them here?
Well, because of all the crunching.
That's fair.
Well, why did you bring them out then?
I think that is
put them there for you to take.
Oh,
if you know somebody that really likes pork rinds and you leave them right next to them and say you can't eat them, it feels mean.
It makes them work harder.
I don't really like them. I was just eating them because they're like chips. And...
Well, so then they were sitting here for 3 months, not eating, because I'd look at them and be like, And then Jamie just took them and set them on your table.
Oh, I see. That was nice.
John, take them away.
Well, speaking of gifts for people, my wife has this $20.
What's that $20 for?
And do you want to read the note that's on there?
Toss it.
Can you legally deface a dollar bill legally?
Don't worry.
It's Fourth Amendment. It's on a First post-it. Amendment. Have fun. Have so much fun in Vegas. Please use this $20 to bet on black at the roulette table.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah. So I want to see a nice return on that investment.
I just got back from Vegas.
Really?
And I had one of the best runs of my entire life there.
What are you playing?
I was playing a slot machine.
Mm-hmm. Slot machine.
With a genie on the front of it. Mm-hmm. And I had seven jackpots.
Okay.
Yeah, which are $2,000 or higher. And it was insane. Like, wow. Because they have to hand pay you.
Okay.
And then, you know, they would come, and I'd say, well, we'll probably see you in a minute. And 10 minutes later, they'd come back and give me more money. And then 10 more minutes later, the biggest one I won was $4,800.
Wow.
It was like $17,000 in like a 6 hour window.
That's amazing.
And then they come out with a 1099 and say, hey, you're going to have to pay taxes on this?
You do, but you keep your card and it tracks the wins and losses, so it offsets some of that stuff. So
interesting.
It's not terrible, but it was incredible. I mean, like, I was almost like a superhero
at
that casino to
like
the point.
Like a high roller?
A whale, almost?
Yeah, like smaller whale. But
did you see any coolers show up?
They were trying to cool me down, and I kept seeing a guy, you know, like a short dude. Uh-huh. Like, I could stab him with the neck with a pencil. Like, I was like, for sure I'm going to end up in the back of one of these rooms. Like, you know, what do you know about this machine?
Way that's too much. Yeah.
Right.
Let me see your thumb. Put it on the table.
Yeah.
And they chop it off?
They just hit it with a hand.
Oh, right. Oh, gotcha.
That's his button pushing thumb.
I've never been to Las Vegas.
This finger.
Oh, you push with your. You know, I'm a thumb pusher.
Yeah. Does it matter?
Well, I mean, depends if you're lucky or not.
What's your? Do you have some good rituals when you're doing these?
Oh yeah. I do some finger snapping.
Okay. You
know, stuff like that. Some
little rain dance.
Yeah, I definitely. And then I lost a bet to my wife while I was there, so I had to wear shoes. Bright pink shorts, a t-shirt, a cowboy hat.
Is that when you were winning, though?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
See? There you go.
Wait, did you start winning with that? Or was that... Yeah, let's figure this out.
You know what? That might be true.
The outfit.
Yeah, you better keep this.
We got that cowboy hat? Yeah. Squeeze that on.
I actually have the cowboy hat in the car.
That's a lucky hat.
Yeah. You don't want Brooks ruining all your luck.
Well, I mean, we are brothers.
That's true.
So I would...
The hat's not going to fit me with my C-section head.
There's a pretty good chance it'll look like a yarmulke on you.
Is it a 8-inch head?
I don't think they have a 65-inch head hat.
Yeah.
You know?
They,
even those big, you know, like those, you see those big cowboy hats that they wear, like, you know, the rubber ones?
Sure.
Still small on Brooks' head. Yeah, still small.
I love like the story. The first hat I found that fit me was in Canada. I had to go north of the border.
Mm-hmm.
I went down south of the border first.
Sure.
Oh, it's much smaller.
Right. I found those sombreros. Too small.
I found one of those, one of the things.
Ponchos?
Yeah, I found a poncho that fit me pretty well. But
no sombreros. Go up
to Canada.
So you had to go to Canada to get the hat? We didn't even want to tell him either. It wasn't even a hat. Yeah, it was like a mixing bowl, you know?
Yeah, it was metal.
Yeah,
it was
a metal hat.
Steel. Weird. Yeah. But we were like, you look good, Brooks.
It's a great look. The eggs out of it.
Yep.
Helped you with haircuts for years.
Totally. Just couldn't go outside in the
thunder and
lightning.
That ice cream bucket over there behind you?
It was bigger than that.
I got, when we don't have things to talk about, you just look around the room. I got this ice cream bucket for making old-fashioned ice cream. This one's got a motor.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was the crank.
Sure.
It was the crank one.
Yeah.
And, I found this in a free pile, and I've had it for like 8 years, thinking I'm going to make some ice cream one of these days. And Jamie and I were doing some rearranging down here last week, and she's like,
do you really need that
ice cream
put
thing.
Put that out on the
And I'm
on
like,
the curb.
Look at it. Yeah. It looks so, like it's a good conversation piece.
Well, it looks like it probably works, too.
It works. It sparks a little.
Yeah,
it sparks a little.
It's got that 1970s motor on the top of it.
And you've never made ice cream in it.
It probably is asbestos, the drum of it.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Do you have the same brain disease, Arthur?
No. Because, see, that's from our dad's side.
Okay.
Where you would, like, have 9 TVs, and one of them had sound, and one of them had...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no.
Okay. But what
I have I do have, mine all work. It looks like this was done on TV, is thrown up in my thing, because I have an ice cream maker, a snow machine maker, pasta maker, bread maker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like I've been married 60 times, and they just all give me different appliances. And I've used virtually none of them.
You're a big fan of Popeil, Ron Popeil.
Exactly. You got that
quesadilla maker?
I do.
That chicken rotisserie thing?
I don't have that one. Yeah, I'm missing that one, but I'm going to get it in a minute.
Thank you, Amazon. Yeah, I spent a lot of hours as a kid watching those fucking infomercials. I was trying to explain to my son, we're living out in the country right now with my mom.
Yeah.
And
because I had a house fire.
That's how I sound. And
whenever he says it. Jeez, John, get over it. All right.
Anyway, we're watching like broadcast TV. I was like, hey, dude, when I was a kid, this is how it was. He was like, he likes America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah.
They still come on Sunday at 7 o'clock. Yeah. And he's like, all right. He's all psyched for it. And I was like, hey, when I was a kid, this is what it was.
This was life.
That was it. I had to wait a whole week to watch an hour of a show I liked.
Really?
Right.
It gave us something to like, okay, I might myself.
I refuse to be nostalgic for it. It was fucking garbage.
The Simpsons is coming out in 2 days.
Yep, I'm making it.
I can make it to The Simpsons.
No, you ended up watching Seinfeld. A bunch of shit you didn't like.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Fucking infomercials.
Yep, that's true.
Or like Star Trek was always fucking on. I watched so much Star Trek, and I never really liked it.
Yeah.
Or I'd watch Buffy the Vampire. Fucking.
That's terrible.
Yeah, the shit sucks, but you're like, well, it's better than not TV, I guess.
But the other part is like, you know, you would lose the remote, right? Mm-hmm. And so you'd be sitting there with some shitty show on.
Yeah.
And you can't find the remote, but I'm also not about to get up and look for it. It's got to be within my arm reach on the couch.
Right.
Or I guess I'm just going to fuck it and watch this.
Watching this.
Yeah.
You know what show I watched not too long ago? And I was like, this actually still is funny.
Hmm.
Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched that.
I'm telling you right now.
Still good?
I'm not saying you should smoke some weed. But if you happen to have been doing that.
Right.
And you watch some Golden Girls, I'm telling you right now, you will laugh your ass off.
No kidding.
Yep.
A few years ago, I watched the pilot episode of Cheers.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix, and it was like filmed with film, and they were able to rescan it, so it's in crazy high def.
Yeah,
and goddamn, that's a fucking
that was a good show.
Tight, the pilot, the episode, explains everything, and it does a really good job. Yeah, that show was very well written.
Yeah, it was great. They had like Night Court.
Yeah,
and then Cheers, and there was like another show that was kind of like Bam Bam Bam. And they were
Perfect
all
Strangers was on there at some point. No, you were a Perfect Stranger.
No, you lost me there.
The Night Court guy shows up on Cheers every once in a while.
Yeah.
I forget that guy's name.
Harry. John. Yeah. But it's John something.
Yeah.
It's back on.
What, like Night Court?
Yeah, there's a new Night Court.
And weird.
He's on it.
They're going after anything that
John Leguizamo?
No.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah, who cares?
From The Pest?
Yeah. No, it's Johnson Larroquette.
That's it. You just nailed it.
They're coming back for anything that has any name recognition.
Yep.
And
there's a movie coming out on Thursday, Fall Guy.
The video game?
I think it's more from the 80s show where it was like the guy that played the $6 million man.
Mm.
He was like a stunt guy and it was Fall Guy.
Was it?
It was right around the time of like.
I might be too old. A lot of the people that watch that are dying off now.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I would. It's so nice to hang out with you since I have so little time left.
So few years.
Yeah.
Hey, just so you know, if I thought I had very little time left, I wouldn't be hanging out with you.
Wait a minute. Hey, stay down.
That's
Brooks.
A joke.
Art's spending a lot of time in Hawaii.
No, of course I'd come hang out with you. But it was like the same time as like the A-Team.
Dude, that remake movie was fucking awful.
Yeah, that was not good.
The
I saw it at the Dollar Theater and I was mad about it.
Right.
I was like, what a waste of money.
A dollar for this.
Yeah.
All those shows I would watch at grandma's house.
Yep.
She wouldn't, there was no bedtime. I think it was like, you're just going to be watching what I'm watching until you decide to leave.
Right.
Yeah.
You decide it's time to go to bed.
That was a big part of growing up with just one TV.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, well, I guess I'm not going to watch MASH.
Right.
Time for bed.
A lot of cops.
Yeah.
We watched Golden Girls over there with the Golden Girls.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, you need to watch that.
I was like, my grandma's not as cool as these ladies.
Aren't some of them like way younger than you think they are? She's like, I'm 42. I'm like, wait a minute.
One of them was like, this is it. They've been doing this. Like, Brad Pitt is as old as the old lady when that show came out.
Yep.
Betty White or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how old. Yeah.
Betty White is hilarious. She's underestimated.
Old. Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion.
You can go Google Betty White nudes. And they're out there, man. They're black.
They're
and white.
Out there? They're
no, when she was white. Young, I'm telling you right now.
Hey, man.
She was smoking hot.
All right.
Yeah, she was smoking
hot. I'm not anti GILFs.
Yeah.
Pro GILFs.
Well, I think she's dead now, so that would be kind of. Right, isn't she?
It's, yeah. You know, what was that? Coco, that movie, the Disney movie, Coco? Uh-huh,
yeah.
Your spirit finally goes away when people stop jerking off to you.
Yeah, I remember.
That was part of Coco.
Really?
But yeah, that was part of it.
Sure. All right.
But Betty White, she's going to be around forever.
Ever.
For a long time.
Yep.
I'm still jerking off to Cleopatra.
Nope, not Ooh, bad.
See?
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, 2,000 years ago?
I liked how she danced.
In
which version of her, though?
The Egyptian.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because there's a lot of them, I think.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Platonic ideal of Cleopatra.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, John, what do you have over there?
All right, so, as you may know.
DVD, come on and guess that DVD. Guess that DVD, come on and guess that DVD.
Okay. So, as you may know, Arthur.
I don't know.
Your little brother has an enormous collection of DVDs that he watches all the time, constantly.
You probably gave me some of those DVDs.
I'm pretty sure I did.
For Christmas.
You know, because physical media is still king.
I stopped collecting in 2006.
You did?
So, these are all very timely.
I mean, you kept giving. There's some that still have wrappers on them.
Right.
Like, perhaps. Perhaps that
you're like crossing off on your Christmas list.
Brooks DVDs.
All right.
Well, no, I'm actually adding that to the list, actually.
More DVDs. They're much cheaper now.
I know.
So are they? Some are probably more valuable.
I was at the thrift store.
Yeah.
Oh.
All DVDs, $2.
Wow.
That's great.
So my dad's got a 2,000 DVD collection.
He also has about 2,000 vinyl records.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are your vinyl records, Brooks?
They're too big.
So no Laserdisc?
No,
no,
they don't fit on the shelf.
Gotcha. Oh,
John's going
to
read this.
So, yeah, I'll read the back and Brooks has to guess. Feel free to jump in
if you don't look up.
Totally.
But remember, he has an enormous advantage because these are all DVDs he bought at some point.
I like to close my eyes when I'm hearing you talk about this.
This is kind of sexy.
Oh,
no. Are you getting the DVD?
If you like your comedy extremes.
I do.
And your action twisted. Buckle up for this epic story of deep inhaling and sizzling hot buns. He's going to get it.
Is it good burger?
This isn't fuzz.
No. No. All right. Keep going.
No, I don't get it. Burger.
Straight-laced, hardworking so-and-so and his roommate, rebellious, hard-partying.
Is this that Reynolds movie?
Have only one thing in common. A serious case of the munchies.
Oh, half-baked?
No, I guess.
Go to White Castle.
Yep.
Oh,
Harold and
solid.
Kumar, go to White Castle.
Harold and
Excellent.
Kumar.
Yep.
Go. Oh, extreme unrated.
Hey, okay. did you see the one where the second one, where they went bottomless party, the bottomless party?
No.
Oh, yeah, you're like.
There was a second one?
There was a third one. There was a Christmas one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watch it every Christmas.
But like the guys are all in the hot tub and he's like, gets up and he's like, it's a bottomless party. And they're like, I didn't want to see that.
Yeah, not knowing somebody's planning on skinny dipping in the hot tub is a thing. I got as a hot tub man, I got all this different etiquette.
Totally,
sure, yeah.
Like you come over to my house to use the hot tub, I'm not hopping in naked.
Totally,
just without,
not on day
without
one
warning.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not supposed to be doing that.
You got to give me warning. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Right. You don't just jump in.
Right.
Like,
got to shoot, shoot across the bow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about maybe going fully naked. What are you doing?
How do you feel?
Let me know. I'm cool.
Yeah, all right. Okay, cool. I'm also going to cook hot dogs.
It's a surprise.
While I'm doing this. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
I got a couple floating in the
There's already
skimmer.
Floating in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start hot tubbing with you then.
Dinner and a show. Okay. Winner of 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, blah, 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 is directed by Academy winner Ron Howard and produced by his longtime blah, blah, blah. Blank movie stars Russell Crowe in an astonishing performance as brilliant,
the gladiator,
as brilliant mathematician.
Oh, it's the
John Nash.
Yep, I know this one.
Math guy.
Yep.
Brain.
Yep.
World.
Oh, good.
Extreme Brain World.
Yep. Extreme Brain World.
Yep. That's nailed it.
A beautiful mind.
Beautiful mind.
So what
remember
you
when he was like
under 400 pounds?
What happened to Crowe, Mr. Crowe?
I think he got old.
Well, he also, you know, like he was really hard to work with.
He got kind of soft canceled before that was a thing because he was like throwing phones at people.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
They're like, hey, he's kind of an asshole. He's probably a drunk and then he got his shit together.
You know, the he kind of reminds me of the guy that did The Godfather. What was his name?
The main guy. God damn it. Marlon Brando.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of like, he's gotten that Marlon Brando sort of look where he's like.
He's been in a few movies recently that
Russell Crowe has an island?
Maybe.
Dr. Moreau?
I think Brando had an island.
He does. It's great, too.
Was that Dr. Moreau? Was he in that?
Yep. He was.
I was just guessing.
I think he got way into character for that movie. And
well, he bought an island and put in Tahiti.
And it was like in jars and
full of half men, half beasts. I had to pee a little.
No worries.
It's so bubbly.
Is that in the hot tub?
That's what it's full of.
He's got his own deal there. But a friend of mine
flavor.
At my job before Brooks got me fired.
That's the only way I can get you down here.
He, his daughter actually went to Australia and is friends with Russell Crowe's kids and spent like 2 weeks in Sydney.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he wasn't there. He was filming something. But his movies lately have sucked.
He was in that movie with Ryan Gosling. That is one of Brett's favorite movies. Your friend Brett.
Yeah. The dancing one?
No, they were both police officers.
They were like private eyes or something?
But it was like
the other guys?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was pretty
The Fall
good.
Guys? The one they're making?
Yeah, that new one.
Another
one?
About
that video game.
Second sequel?
Yeah, that's excellent.
All right. Last movie.
TV show?
God, if I had some reading glasses, it would help. This triumphant story was nominated for 9 Academy Awards, winning Oscar
Awards over
for Robin Williams.
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, boom.
That was such a good movie, by the way.
That is a very good movie.
How do you like these apples?
How do you like them apples? Do you know how fucking easy this is for me?
Yeah.
That's the beginning of Stellan Skarsgård.
That was such a good movie, actually.
It was just Baron Harkonnen. Dune 2.
Secretly,
Sandworms.
I'm as smart as Mr. Will Hunting in that show.
Are you always looking for chalkboards?
But I hold back. I hold back because I don't want to get trapped, you know?
Right. You held it way back, actually.
I've been holding way back.
Yeah.
Way back. For years.
Basically. Yep.
It's
good job.
You know, the best part of every day is coming home from work and hoping you're not there. Or whatever the fuck Ben Affleck says.
Oh, yeah.
He's not there to pick up because he's better than this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
I'm always there that morning.
Yep.
I play dumb for that friend. So he thinks I'm dumb too.
For his family, which is great. So like
everyone's fool.
Now that you've said that, you're maybe the world's greatest actor.
Yeah.
It's you know what? Being like rich, successful, and great.
Right.
It's tiring.
It's a trap.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell. I can tell. It seems like.
Makes you do weird stuff.
It's better to be a middling nobody. Yeah.
Then you got to get a yacht. And there's like underage folks you're required to.
Yeah, you got
to
fuck those kids if you have a yacht.
If you're,
billionaire, I calculated in my head and I said, I don't want to be a part of this.
Well, you are smart.
How do you get that? How do you get your adrenochrome?
I got other ways.
You got a guy.
Excellent.
There's the baby thing.
You get so rich, right? That they just start getting weird stuff. Like, hey, you know, I want a coffee enema, right?
Yeah, why not?
And I want to pay $11,000 for it.
Do you ever watch that show Strange Addictions and that lady was addicted to coffee enemas?
No. That's what? Real?
Well, you know, it's on like A&E or whatever. Sure. And they're like, this weirdo eats drywall and this psycho eats fucking sofa cushions.
Totally.
There was one lady was like,
my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, every day I lay down in the bathroom, fucking funnel up some boofoo, some fucking coffee.
Excellent. Man. Can you, like, where would you go to, like, get off that addiction? You'd go like, hey, I need another person that we could have a meeting. Hi, I'm so-and-so, and I put coffee in my asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You wouldn't find somebody
there's
else.
There's no group for you then.
Right.
Well, you got to find something to replace the coffee.
You got
to like, all right, like, I'm on to tea. I'll do tea for a while. Then I'll do decaf.
Right, right.
Wean yourself off.
What do you think the gateway drug was?
Then you go yogurt. Yeah. Get a you try and replenish those good biome.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. What is the gateway to?
I don't know. Like maybe it was an electrolyte, like Gatorade is where she started. Like I need, you know, I'm jogging a lot.
I really got to get those salts into my body.
Yeah.
Coming from experience, like you said, skinny dipping in the hot tub.
Okay.
You slip, you trip, and then the jet just goes up there. And all of a sudden, six months later, it's coffee every morning.
Damn
Jamie, where's the funnel?
I need that tube.
Yeah,
get the tube.
I think we're going to have to get a bigger one. This one keeps falling out.
Yeah. I always thought it'd be weird if you were like trying to smuggle drugs across the border and you were, you know, shoving like a kilo up your butt.
Yeah. I don't think you'd get a whole kilo, could you?
Well, I mean, if you're a professional. Like,
don't they swallow balloons too?
And then like one day you just like your butthole because you've been doing this for so long just loses all elasticity and you just can't, you don't have your job anymore.
Nope.
You're just a jobless person that can't even hold poop.
That's when you retire.
This is an 80s
and wear diapers.
Action movie.
I think so.
I used to be the best.
I know.
I got
3 kilos one time.
I could keister. Like, now the best
I can't.
Of them.
I can't hold anything up there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. I just pooped on your chair.
So you get probably like a sweatshirt drawstring sort of situation.
Cinch it up.
There we go.
Cause see, I got some plastic surgery.
And you're sitting on the plane and a little kid next to you unties it. And you're like, no. Bloom. All over the place.
Yep. That'd be bad.
It's a new Adam Sandler movie coming out on Netflix.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope Rob Schneider's on it.
I think he could probably play the main character for this one. I think I should send him the idea.
Tweet it to him.
Tweet it to him.
Or X it to him.
No. All right. Have we mentioned this?
What?
I refuse to call it X.
No, everybody does.
No, hey. Everybody's refusing?
Nobody
ever called it X.
Good.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Good.
Everyone was like, nah, it's cool. We'll keep calling it Twitter.
But sometimes you'll be like, on Twitter, X, like on the news, somebody, posted this. I'm like, first of all, why are they mentioning this? And it don't even give him the satisfaction of calling it X.
I think it's because didn't Elon buy the domain X like back in the 90s? And he's like, just been waiting for a time to use it.
Been wanting to.
He's like, oh, I got this in my pocket.
It's a tax write-off if I use it.
Yeah.
X.com.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm starting to think that guy's a little loopy.
Hey,
what?
We got a message here.
An email?
What do you got? Email? We got an email.
Excellent.
Super fan Liam. Poof and stick.
Good evening, Mr. Lyle. I presume. Are you comfy in your surrounding? Mm. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Hold on.
Well, I skipped a part. The hell?
No one ever taught Brooks how to read.
I told you he's really good at showing that.
That's true.
Yep.
That's all I'm at.
Yep. Just a tummy.
He doesn't even need to read. He knows it in his ESPN brain.
He's a savant.
Dear basement butts and possible bonus brother guest.
Oh,
did you make it? Are you there? I told Liam that my brother was coming.
Yep.
He's very excited.
Oh, good. Liam Neeson?
Yeah, it's right. Liam Neeson.
Very same.
He's got a select set of skills.
Very special set of skills.
Yep.
One of them's emailing.
Well, you need to have that in your back
pocket. You have to say it in an Irish accent.
These questions.
Do it in Irish.
These questions. Wait. Nope, I can't do it. That turned to Austria. These questions.
Good day. Liam Neeson.
I go Australian or Jamaican.
Oh, yeah. Jamaican's never a good look.
It's special when you're trying to do something else.
Yeah.
Hello, it's me.
Hello.
You're like, good day. Top of the morning to you.
Oh, there you go. That's Irish.
Hey.
Hey.
These questions are for my older brother.
Here. Oh, good.
Do I have to do an Australian?
Yeah, you got to answer an Australian or not.
Excellent.
Are you comfortable in your chair?
Yes. This is a fantastic chair.
That's the chair that's got a lot of cat fur on it, so I put a pillow on it to cover it so nobody knows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm allergic to cats, too.
Oh. Good.
So,
that's nice.
Yeah, my ass is itching super bad, but I'm comfortable.
It's on fire.
Are you enjoying being on the microphone?
Yeah.
How do you like your own voice?
I've done a lot of radio stuff.
Okay,
and cool. Some TV stuff, and so I'm
TV stuff.
I'm pretty comfortable with the microphone. I also
commercials.
Do karaoke at home.
Ah, okay.
And but only by myself because I'm terrible. But I believe I sound good when I'm just all alone.
Yeah.
You ever go?
I'm real good at in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good singer.
In the shower, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, sing in the shower.
You got to check out my karaoke setup, though. I got wireless microphones and stuff like that.
Oh, no kidding.
So you can run around and act like you're a rock star.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you ever, like, call a bunch of Ubers to your house with your multiple phones and just be like, just wait in here, he'll be right out. And then you come out and sing a song to them?
That's really a smart idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
They have to applaud. It's in their contract.
They're technically waiting.
Yeah.
I
might do that tonight. I've once, called the fire department, so they showed up, so I had people.
Someone.
Hands, touching hands.
Yep.
Reaching out. Touching.
Yeah, I got a funny story. I got married in November.
Yeah.
And, instantly after we got married on the beach in Hawaii, my wife started not feeling good, and I'm like, I have that effect on people when I marry them. So
really?
Totally normal for the rest of your life.
Did you impregnate her?
No.
Oh.
Not this time. But so she started out feeling good, right? So, and then I recognized it looked like she has really bad low blood sugar.
Oh.
So I tried to get something at the store real quick and it wasn't working. Her eyes started rolling in the back of her head.
Oh, shit.
And like I'm shaking her. I'm driving down in Wailea at 70 miles an hour in a Jeep while I'm calling 911.
Whoa.
Yeah, scary.
Wait, wedding night?
Wait, 5 minutes after we got married on the beach.
That's scary.
So the lady
had her sign the will.
Yeah, what's
right?
The lemon law on that?
Well, no, I mean, I had everything transferred over right away,
okay.
So it was going to be fine. But so I'm cruising down, and the lady at 911 goes, take a left at the stoplight, turn in, there's a firehouse right there. They're waiting for you.
Okay.
So we come sliding in sideways, and here comes like 11 dudes with no shirts on, all, I mean, it looked like Baywatch, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, can are you fucking kidding me right now? Like,
well, they were probably kissing each other in the back room
possible.
Of the fire department.
So there's one guy who was a little chubby, and I'm like, hey, can you help her? And he's like, I cook, man. I don't do it. So, but it looked like that should have been the bachelorette party.
No kidding. Yeah.
So, but it was interesting.
We got a long running beef with firemen.
Yeah, we go way back.
Yeah, because fuck those guys.
Because they're so damn handsome.
They're so handsome.
I know.
Everyone likes them, and their jobs are like, right. Nothing. They don't do shit.
Every once in a while, they got to coax a recently married woman back to life.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think 11 hours of mouth-to-mouth seemed a little
exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, they were all taking turns.
Where's the hotel suite? We'll have her back there. You just come
totally.
Back.
Yeah. She was awake after like 30 seconds, but they insisted.
Yeah.
So she ended up in an ambulance, and I had to go meet her at the hospital, which was kind of funny. But
that's crazy.
Everything was fine. You know, she's never she's happened fine. Before or after.
Well, it's a big, like, that day is really heightened.
Right? Sure.
So,
yeah. So
somebody told me not to lock my knees.
Yeah. You pass out at weddings. People
and I
do.
Intentionally didn't. I think that's like a helpful thing to take people's minds off.
Yep.
What's going on?
Well, you got to flex your muscles in your legs to pump the blood back up.
I thought it was just to make myself look
also
small.
On the plane you're about to travel. That's a good tip. Do some leg movements. Don't just sit there stone the whole time.
Yep. So
you get a deep vein thrombosis.
Deep vein thrombosis. I hope not.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Don't get that.
It's not good.
I think I had that in the '70s.
But it's only like a 2-hour flight to.
Yeah, that's true.
To Vegas.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the rest of that email?
Oh shit! Yep. We're reading an email here.
Sorry. Diverted us.
That was a good story.
Do you have a first memory of Brooks?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't get to see him being born because you had a C-section.
Too bloody.
Yep.
Like Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
It was the whole thing was not good, right? I have a couple really fun favorite memories of Brooks. So when he was probably 3 years old, I don't know what it was. But my parents did not do a very good job securing like knives, right? Like butcher knives and stuff like that.
The kids will figure it out.
Yeah. You know, like, I mean, now they have like everything is child safety.
Well, that's why Brooks wears that eye patch, right?
Exactly.
Yar.
So like, you know, I mean, they child safe. My parents were like, hey, it's a Darwin, right? If you make it, you make it.
I mean, the 80s were a different time, man.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah. So he has a full on butcher knife in his hand and he's like 3 years old. And so my mom, you know, freaks out and slaps his hand. So it drops the knife and we get it. And Brooks goes, don't you know, you're not supposed to hit people.
Aww.
Don't you know? You know, so that was one of my favorite. And that's exactly how Brooks sounded as a kid.
Don't you know?
He still sounds like that.
Hey. He hates getting slapped now.
I do. I still hate it.
I know. It's weird.
Most people love it.
Yeah.
But because of that incident.
Right.
One time.
And you were such a pacifist or however you say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was one of my favorite Brooks memories because he was just such a, can't see it now, but he was a very lovable, cuddly kid.
Was he a lot like Daniel?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very.
Sweet little Daniel.
Yep.
Sweet little angel Daniel.
Pleasure to have in class. Later missing assignments is what we're running into with the teacher. Just like your dad.
Exactly.
Who cares?
I'm like, dude, he can read. What else do we need here?
Yeah. I mean, school's basically done.
He can be a plumber like next week.
Totally.
Yeah.
Get him a pipe wrench.
Owen's really into construction or he wants to be a builder and he's like, I want to drive a crane. And I was like, that's a good job.
It is a good job. My son wants to do nothing, absolutely nothing, but have me take care of him.
How old's your son?
He's 11 and he texts me when he's at the house and goes, hey dad, can you DoorDash me XYZ?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no.
No.
And he's like, well, I need a McFlurry.
Right. Yeah. I need it.
And I'm like, well, you need to get a job.
When do we give kids phones?
10.
Yeah. My son's turning 10 on Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know if he really wants one, but my nearly 7-year-old daughter, she's like, I want a phone for my birthday. I was like, that's too little. You're too little.
See, we don't have, nobody has home phones anymore, right?
I get it. Yeah.
So that's kind of the thing.
And I was like, it'd be nice to be able to text you kids.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, what's up? Where are you at?
It's
And you can track them.
Yep. It is true.
Mm-hmm. Jackson lost his phone. We were just down at the coast. And yesterday, well, you know, he's also a almost teenager.
Yeah.
Acting like it. He comes back. He had to use the, we don't have a bathroom at the cabin.
What are you talking about? You built that enormous, excellent bathroom by the yurt.
Well, now we're not by the yurt. So to
is it
go
too
to,
far?
To go to the outhouse.
It's pretty long.
Oh.
To go to the outhouse. I mean, I've like ran there pinching to the outhouse because there was a bunch of people up at the main house.
Yeah. You can't tell when your body's ready to poop. You have no idea.
Just as mystery.
Just sneaks. Well, when it's like.
It can happen at any time. Who knows?
Yeah.
No one can tell, right?
Yesterday I was working, like I'm doing a little bit of this, putting in some walls and shelves and building some stuff. And Daniel says, has everybody pooped today? Randomly.
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because I like to keep tabs on everyone's bowels.
Earlier in the day, I was like, I haven't pooped since we got here.
Right.
And we've been here since Friday. It was like Saturday night. And I was like, I've been like, you know, I come out to the woods.
Yeah.
And I shut down.
Wow.
Does your body go into camping mode still?
It goes into camping mode still a lot of times.
Right.
Now that I'm a little bit farther away from that outhouse.
Yeah.
And I look at Daniel, I'm like, it's me and you, buddy, because the other two, they had.
Yeah.
And then like, and I say to Jamie, I had to go 2 hours ago and I kind of still have to go, but I'm just like, got that momentum going.
Oh, yeah.
If I leave here, you know, it's going to stop this good progress I'm making.
The work you're doing on the house.
You know, I stop that momentum, go take a
break. Not healthy, though, right?
No, don't hold your poops.
Don't hold it?
No, because it's like toxins in your body. It's trying to get rid of them, right?
Who knows? I mean, your sphincter's only got so many clenches in it.
And you're running low, dude.
Yeah, you've got to be
running almost low. 40.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
You're about half done.
Yep.
You only get so many?
Yeah.
When did you run out?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You sneeze. Could be a problem, man. You know, all those things they talk about getting when you get old.
Yeah.
They're real.
Yeah, it's a real bitch.
Yeah.
I've heard that you shouldn't get old.
That's what a lot of old guys have told me.
Hey, don't get old. You're like, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. The most worthless. I got to die now? Like, that's a bad advice.
Do old people tell you that too?
Usually they're like, kill yourself, bro.
At this point, old people just, it's like riding a motorcycle where they do this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they just give me the old guy, like, you know, like, you get it.
And you're like, hey, wait a minute. I was at the convenience store buying alcohol. Shut up.
I had to run. My story. Daniel won.
Cool. Your cool poop story.
Yeah.
I was at the convenience store in Boring, which is, you know, it's not Plaid. They don't card everyone.
Yep.
It's like how it used to be. The guy makes a judgment based on what you look like.
Yeah.
And I was buying alcohol, and the kid in front of me got carded.
Mm-hmm.
And then I show up, and he's like, all right,
look at you.
$18 or whatever. And I was like, hey, you're not going to card me?
Look at those crow's feet.
He's like, once you get a few gray hairs, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. They're really coming on fast. The beard's getting pretty fucking gray. I got, what, like 2 years left before this thing's silver? I don't know, man.
That's a slippery slope.
Let me just
Does that happen fast, too?
Sometimes. Yeah, especially like certain areas, like... Like down at, you know, there's just certain parts of your body that get grayer faster.
Yeah, that's like the temples. Obviously.
Yeah, like my sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like steely gray.
Mm-hmm. I think I need to go real short. I've been thinking about it. I was hanging out with our buddy Pete, who is follically challenged.
Don't do it, though. If you're follically challenged, you're going to make all these bald guys jealous. Be like, why do you shave your head?
Because it's better.
But they're going
to
be like,
it's a better life to live.
Yeah, it's faster.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's so convenient. Yep. And he's like, yeah, it fucking rules. Because during the pandemic, he'd been follically challenged for a while. And as the code of
he became
tall
Jewish.
Guys.
Yeah.
He became Jewish for like, you know, 6 months just to block off
that one little spot. The code of tall guys, we never said anything to him.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, but you could see it.
Right. That's fair.
You could see skin. And he didn't know. And he saw a picture of himself and was like, oh, no. And we're like, yeah, dude, it's been happening for a couple of years, but we've been keeping our mouth shut.
Yeah.
And pandemic hit, and he's like, perfect time to start shaving my head.
Totally.
So he's been razor shaving for a long time.
It's for COVID.
And then, you know, the skin tone evened out, and it looks great. I mean, he looks awesome.
That's awesome.
And I was hanging out with him. I was like, man, I'm fucking jealous of your...
But don't shave the beard.
No, I got to keep the beard.
I don't want to shave the beard. Yeah, no one can tell how fat I am if I have a beard.
Yeah, that's true.
The perfect camouflage. I don't want to know how many chins are under there.
It's a mystery.
It was two going in.
I'm assuming it's the same as when 2020 I grew this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine that, Brian Schindler, he's so funny, but he definitely had one of those. It looked like Australia, right? And one time I took a picture, and I don't know, somehow I got the Australia in there.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm really that fucking bald back there. And I'm like, dude, it looks like Australia. I got to be honest with you.
Sorry.
I mean, last year it looked like Hawaiian Islands, and now you're full of
Australia.
Getting
bigger, dude.
Yep.
And yeah, as people over 6 feet, we see it and we don't say anything because it'd be, you know, how fucking rude is that?
I whisper and I get up close.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Top of your head's getting pretty shiny.
Hey, man. I'm cool with it. Just
he had an idea.
Only hang around with people that are shorter than you. They'll never know.
And you don't have to use as much shampoo as you did 2 years ago. I just want to let you know because you could probably get another 6 weeks out of a bottle.
Okay? Oh, I know. He's like, yeah, it's 5-minute showers every day. It's fucking rules.
Oh, we got more questions.
Okay. I got to go after the questions because I got to go take care of some, you know, like handicapped cats.
What?
Yeah. You know, stuff like that. I'm a good dude.
Wow.
He joined that crazy cult where they take care of handicapped cats.
Fluffies.
Yep. Okay.
No, actually, we give away good karma money for people that do good karma in the world.
Yeah.
And this lady started her own deal where they take animals that are like cats that don't have femurs, and then they build femurs and save these cats.
Really?
It's a real deal. Yeah. Oh. It's awesome,
like,
actually.
Like 3D print these?
They do it at Oregon Health... OHSU.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she's got this whole thing. It's incredible. And she's like 31 and has been doing this for years and just did it all, started her own charity deal where she gets money. And right off the bat, she got 50 grand and then started just rolling with this deal and is saving cats. So
really?
Yeah. Pretty good deal. Pretty cool.
My mom has 10 feral cats that she's taking care of.
How many of her have femurs? All their femurs good?
They're all good, yeah. All right. She keeps taking them to the Feral Cat Coalition.
Sure.
Which is a nonprofit charity that just snips and...
Well, if they get one with missing a femur, you know who to talk to now.
Yeah. Okay. No, she doesn't want them. They just show up.
They live out in the country where, you know when...
When you take your animal out to the farm.
I'm going
to
bring my...
That's my house. That's where I grew up. Just where my mom lives. So, fucking cats just show up, dude. Right. And she's like, well, I got to get you fixed, or I'll have 200 cats.
It's like she's like the cat whisperer.
Yeah. She doesn't want to. But
hey, it's a gift.
What are you going to do?
Okay.
What?
Question. Have you tried Bane Brooks?
Oh, right.
Have you tried?
Yeah.
That's my thing. You know how things work out for me. And I just say, have you tried Bane Brooks?
Oh, you know what my nickname is? Even Steven. Everybody, like all my friends are like, yeah, if he loses something, he's going to get something.
Oh, even
the next day.
Yeah. It might be genetic.
It might be.
I've always been mad at Brooks because shit just kind of works out for him.
Right.
He's like, I fell into this awesome job and I got this fucking house.
That's because I played dumb.
And
he's
really pulling the strings. We had no idea.
Yep. It is true, though. I think it is a family thing.
It could be. And he's like, I found this free thing on the street.
This ice cream maker from 1970.
Yeah. I was a little short on cash because they got fired because of Brooks and won 17 grand at the
casino. There you go. Yeah. There you go. All right. Yeah. No, I guess it is genetic.
Yep. You're welcome, by the way, Brooks.
Yeah. I thought it would work out for you.
Thank you.
I knew it would work out.
Yeah, you knew.
We do terrible things to each other because we're like, we know it's going to be fine in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that.
Stabbed him once.
Luck of the Irish.
And then he ended up getting something really cool for it.
Yeah. What's the oldest object you can see in the room? Look around. With sentimental value, connects you and your brother.
Well, here's the tricky thing.
There's a story for it. There's too many things to look around.
Well, there's a tricky thing because Brooks is not sentimental about really anything.
he doesn't have any tchotchkes or anything.
No, I got this energy drink.
Here. Oh, yeah. You got some of the Team Light Beer energy drink.
Light Beer energy drink. And that is...
You're on this.
Yep.
And what year was that? I haven't cracked that baby open yet.
What's par for this hole?
It's not good.
Who gives a fuck? I've had three Team Light beers.
Yeah. Yep. I made that
entire
thing.
Nothing will make you longer and
straighter. Yep. Nothing will make you longer and straighter than a good glass of Team Light beer.
So you were going to a golf tournament and you decided I'm going to print out 300.
So this is a golf tournament that I went to.
I didn't realize this had jokes all over.
Yeah. Like 7 years in a row. And we won like 4 out of the 7 years and was on just a tear. So we had Team Light Beer bracelets and we had matching outfits, matching bags, you know, to the point where like I ran into a hooker at the bar at like 2:30 in the morning and she had a Team Light Beer bracelet on. And I was like, hey, where'd you get that from? You know, and she's like, we're just pulling for him.
One of the guys, I stole it from his pocket that I was with earlier. The Team Light Beer bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know what's really funny that you bring that up is I did a commercial with my now wife, right? But we were just friends working together at the time where I did a Subaru commercial and they still had some filming and I said, hey, will you guys roll with this for a minute?
Yeah.
And it was Crystal and I go like, hey, you know, like an infomercial. Hey, have you tried one of these? You look a little tired. She's like, oh man, I'm kind of beat. I said, well, you should try some of this Team Light Beer.
It will pep you up.
And she's like, oh, no kidding. And she goes, oh, she's like, oh, it's hashtag delicious. I said, yeah, there's real pieces of Team Light Beer in every swallow. Yeah, I've got that somewhere,
too.
Oh,
that's awesome.
It's funny. So, that's, I think some of your little carved fuck things that you did.
Those are fun.
When you
what about that Buddha? How old is that Buddha? I look at that thing all the time.
That's the one I bought it. For a family gift for the house from Gifts From Afar for Christmas 1 year. And then I moved out and I'm like, I'm taking this with me.
He's got some artwork from your brother Simon.
I just bought it for myself.
you have a very eclectic collection of things in here.
I like to,
get a lot of weird shit in here.
Anyways, Hoop and Stick. This is from the Basement Buddies historian.
Thank you.
Lerm.
Thank you, Lerm.
That was great. Those are great questions. I learned more about my brother on this podcast. Yeah. I mean, like his birthday's in March, right?
I think so. 3-5, I think.
No, it's 3-3.
Huh. Yeah. Weird. Is Ryan's 3-5?
Yeah.
Ryan's 3-5. Yeah.
Oh, then, he is?
Yeah.
And how then funny. Simon's birthday is what, in February?
No, it's in July.
Super close to
so
that.
So anybody want to come?
About the same.
Anybody want to come to my 40th birthday?
Yeah.
I have the time booked out.
Right.
It's the end of June 2025.
Right.
I'm moving my
exactly
birthday.
When your birthday is in June.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, just email in the podcast. We got more than a year to plan it. We got 13 months out.
Yep.
And
why are you doing it in June?
We're doing it
because the weather is shitty in March.
Fair enough.
You don't like sleeping close to trees.
Me?
Yeah.
Well.
So
I do if I'm in a hotel.
Yeah, if there's trees at the hotel.
Yeah.
In one of those buildings where people right. pay money to sleep?
Yeah. No, I don't like sleeping.
Within spitting distance of a tree.
How do you feel about open pit toilets?
Well, see, I grew up in a hippie commune.
Yeah.
And we had a 7-hole seater.
Mm.
And so I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And so I almost fell in. I'd be like, this, right?
Yeah.
And no, then there'd terrifying. Be like six
hippie
other.
Are not as nice as you'd think.
Yeah. And there's like 4 of them just pooping right next to you. And mm-hmm. so like, I'm like, is this what it's like in the army?
Probably.
And so that's why I never went in the army.
Good.
Like that was it for me. I mean, like I didn't care about the killing people and stuff like that, but I didn't like the getting up early or the pooping situation, right?
Running.
No. Murder.
We're not
running.
Yeah.
Running. Thumbs down.
No.
Boo.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming over, Art.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. I'll see if I get invited back again.
I'm sorry for what I had to do.
So just do me a favor this time and
heads up.
I will just come over. Don't fire me from this job too.
We'll see.
Okay, it's early.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's early.
We'll
see. Yeah, I don't blame.
That's one of those good pranks you brothers are always.
I know it was so good.
It's gonna work out.
Remember the time that I sent you the thing that said you were adopted? That was a good joke too. Yeah. And I was like, your dad doesn't even like you.
Oh, man.
And well, like, it's partially true.
Yeah, that's true. We talked about that earlier. We talked about that earlier. Like how you're, you know, there's a point when your kids, you're not their hero as much as you were because they're doing their life. They're 11. They're like, I got a girlfriend now.
Oh,
you know, can I get
no,
the
I'm still
keys?
In the hero mode.
Yeah, which is awesome. It sucks when it goes away. And Brooks is like, yeah, you know, it's my good thing with my dad. As I just didn't like him the same the entire time. That's not true. That's a joke.
We're just casual all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a joke. That's not actually true at all.
Cut that out.
Don't let dad hear that.
Well,
thanks for coming on.
Back to work.
Thank you.
You got to give a lady with some cat femurs some money?
No, I'm just going to go help her collect some of these cats that are missing their femurs.
Wow.
They're easier to catch that way.
Yeah.
This is
the that makes sense.
It runs so fast. Why? I can't check up on this.
Yeah, you can.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You can't smell either.
Picture
you know that?
Didn't happen.
Right. I'll send you some pictures.
It'll be up on Facebook. Thanks for coming over.
All right.
This is the Basement Buddies podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was fun.
I have to pee.